You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Do you know anything about Tevin Jenkins?
Is that the right tackle for Oak State? He's supposed to be pretty good. I haven't seen him yet.
You haven't seen him yet. He's opted out.
Course.
Yep.
Now he had hot new thing. If you're good, that means you need to opt out.
Well, he had missed the last couple games due to injury, right? That's what I read. A back
injury. All Big 12 selection started 6 games at right tackle, 1 game at left tackle this season. How many games have they played?
I don't know. I
think they played maybe 8.
I hope he didn't play.
5-3.
I hope he didn't play against Kansas State.
So he missed 1 game.
Because they looked absolutely dog turds. And the game after
that. He didn't play against Oklahoma.
In Oklahoma.
He didn't play against Oklahoma?
Okay. I don't believe. Maybe he got injured in that game.
You don't have to look at their left tackle, 61, ever.
Don't worry, I'm not.
He's terrible. Anyway, 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. George Springer, thinking about becoming a Blue Jay. Man, but the Jays have got a nice little team going now.
And Toronto's not that far from where his home base is. I mean, it's Toronto and New York.
Detroit is close, but yeah.
Yeah, but then you have to live in Detroit.
You don't have to go through Detroit.
But you have to live in Detroit.
No, you can't because you got to go through customs every time and all that crap.
In Toronto?
You got to live in Toronto.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you'd much rather live there than Detroit.
Oh, yeah. Toronto's a nice city.
Yeah. But
the problem with it is, but George first is, of all,
he's, is how far is Toronto
to
from?
Is Toronto going to be able to play in Canada? You know that's a communist country, right?
Canada?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it really is.
When did
is.
That happen?
It's almost California. Now,
what are you talking about?
The 49ers can't go home. Cal can't play there. Nobody can go to that county. Pretty soon, USC is going to get
What? Toronto's out. Not in that county.
Toronto isn't letting the Raptors play. They're not letting the Raptors play in Toronto.
Because of dirty Americans.
No.
They're not letting dirty Americans into their country.
They're not letting. No.
This is very reminiscent of what happened with Under His Eye. When Canada, you had to try to sneak over to Canada, and in Canada couldn't let everyone come in. Remember that in Handmaid's Tale where you tried to get to Canada? And then they're like, easy. Yeah. We don't want some of you dirty people.
Well, now it's the exact opposite because everybody's trying to get out of Canada. Okay.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like they were trying to get
No. That's
Canada.
Now under his eye. Okay.
Because Canada is?
Yes. They won't open. They won't open. The country's been closed. You can't even play games. There's no games being played there. They've taken even board.
Not even
you
Risk?
Can't play
you can't Parcheesi. Play board games?
Can't play Parcheesi.
Parcheesi?
Nothing.
No one plays Parcheesi anymore.
They hanging
Those people?
People
have all died.
Are they hanging people?
Yeah. No one can see.
Did somebody get put on the wall?
All the cameras away.
Did somebody get put on the wall?
There's now, it's a one television station run by the government.
Huh.
None of this is accurate.
I feel like you're making all of this up.
All of it doesn't. None of that sounds true.
Everybody's got to talk French now.
No.
It's the worst place ever.
No, that's Montreal.
There's a French connection.
And, by the way, do you want to talk about ice on your windshield? Yeah, Canada.
It's cold.
How did this start
George
again?
Needs to recognize.
George wants to go play in Canada.
Of course,
have
he'll
fun
be playing,
with that, George.
He'll be playing during spring and summer.
Okay.
Won't he be playing in Baltimore this year anyway?
I think they're going to change their name to the Toronto Marxists.
Won't he just be playing in Baltimore anyway? Where do they play? Buffalo this past season? He'll
yeah.
be playing
yeah.
in Buffalo.
Buffalo. Have fun in Buffalo. Yeah, that's warm too, George. Yeah, George, nice decision.
Are you flipping on George now?
What?
Are you flipping on George
no,
now?
No, he sounds like he's an anti-George.
I am an anti-George. If he leaves the Astros.
Are you running into CBS is screaming, no George Springer.
Hometown,
you guys are a bunch of wussies.
He ain't
no
giving
George
us a
Springer.
Hometown discount. Beat it.
This isn't his hometown.
Yeah.
This isn't where he grew up. What do you mean hometown discount?
Hometown discount. All right. No, that's not. Yeah, he kind of did.
No.
Oh, he became
no,
a
remember,
better person
they
here.
Didn't, he didn't come to Houston until he was like 27, remember?
Oh, that's
right. He didn't grow up
he
here.
He was actually, if he fell down, he broke a hip when
yeah,
he got here.
Yeah, when he finally got to play.
Right. That's how old he is. 713-780. Hey, we got our tournament coming up Thursday, Dell.
That's true. You guys,
it's going to be nice out too.
Oh, in the fifties,
it's going to be perfect.
It'll be great to play.
That's great drinking weather.
Well, I don't know that, but you would know better than anyone.
Great drinking weather. You know what? You wear your golf glove to hold your beer because it's so cold. It'll probably stick to your hand.
So if you're worried about
the Christmas story, sticking his tongue to the pole.
If you guys are worried about those mountains being blue, don't worry about it.
No,
the weather will take care of that.
They're
going to
be blue. So come join us, right? They can still join, right? I think people can still get in.
I thought we were told that it's full.
It's
or
full?
The teams were full.
Yeah.
We got an email.
If you still want to donate, you can.
Yeah, certainly.
Coach wants to know. Coach is texting me, wants to know where to write the check to. I don't know. 713-780-3776. LSU Brian is here. What up, LSU Brian?
Hey, guys. I found a video yesterday. Some audio was leaked. I think this was a few weeks ago. I don't know if y'all have talked about it over the last few weeks or if you even know about it. Of Stephen Curry and James talking, and James was saying how he doesn't like the system that the Rockets have been in, and he'd rather not play in a system like that, you know, the hero ball and all that. So I wanted to know if y'all heard that audio and what y'all think about that. If James,
he's not telling the truth.
To me,
he'd rather not play hero ball. James doesn't want hero. Okay, this is the definition. I'd rather not play in a system where they expect me to make all the big game-winning shots.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like playing in a system where I get to control the ball 80% of the time.
Yeah, that's what
You don't think he likes that? I think he likes that. I don't want to have to take all the toughest shots and fade all the heat. But what I do like is the ball in my hands most of the time. Well, that doesn't. Those two things, they don't. They coexist. They aren't mutually exclusive. I should say they are exclusive. If you get the ball in your hands all that long, if you make $43 million a year, $44 million a year, you get the other stuff too, which is the heat. And you do have to play some hero ball.
You want that? He liked it in Oklahoma City. Where
I don't think James is a bad teammate. I think he loved the system that Daryl and Mike D'Antoni had for
Except
him.
Except when it came down to nut cutting.
Well, when he wasn't playing well, it was like, ugh.
Yeah, I don't want this. Mm, I don't want it.
Do it, Chris!
Apparently it stems from Steph was, it was the All-Star game, and I guess James told him this, and in a conversation with Steph was talking to others and said James doesn't like the isolation offense at all. He doesn't like the way they play. I don't want to play like that.
Really? But he is an isolator.
Well,
he wants to play move.
I don't know.
He really wants to move without the ball and do the things that he doesn't do? Really?
Simply put, don't want to play like this. That is what Steph said in his conversations with people talking about James and what James told him.
All right.
James doesn't want to play like this.
He doesn't want to play like
this. He doesn't want to be an MVP candidate every year.
I talked to James.
Or he doesn't want to play like this in big, like you said, in big games.
Yeah.
When he's being criticized for not being that same guy.
This is the full quote. I talked to James in the back. Obviously complimented him on what he's done. First thing he says, it's fun, but I want to play different. Playing by myself or whatever, hero ball. He doesn't want to play like that. He wants a system where they can actually play beautiful basketball.
I'm not sure James is ready for that.
This was back at
the ball up a bunch.
This is back during the All-Star break.
This is really. This doesn't. That sounds like, you know what that sounds like? Somebody who wants to get to a team with two other superstars. Because that's the things you say to make sure that KD and Kyrie are okay. And maybe James, and who knows, maybe James can do that. That does not sound like the James Harden that we know from the city of Houston.
Well, maybe he got around all those stars during All-Star weekend. And
beautiful basketball, the back cuts, the moving, the weaving, the share. What? What?
You heard
I've
him.
I've never seen this version of James.
Yeah.
Even when he was in Oklahoma City, he would come in as a sixth man, and they would throw to him on the wing, usually the left wing, and he would ISO. He ISO'd a lot. This doesn't make any sense. When has James ever caught and shot a catch and shoot?
To me, this is, this sounds like, yeah, Giannis, I don't want to go play there. All the guys that say, I don't want to play there with him. You know what? I can't. I don't want to sit there and watch him. And then as soon as he gets back on the court, give me the ball and dribble, 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 dribble. Give me the ball. Give me the ball. Give me. He sounds like that really hot chick. That's like, no, I'm not that pretty. You know what? I'm not that pretty. Yeah, whatever. You know what you are. You know what you want to do. You know what people. Everybody
you're saying
thinks
James is hot.
No, I'm saying that James is denying.
By NBA standards, James is hot.
He's denying what is, you know what, is obvious.
Is James a Kardashian? Kind of like you're like, yeah. But you know, a lot comes with it, and may not be as great as like the visuals are good.
Yeah, but you don't want to admit that. That's how it really is.
But you think, but you find out like, oh, there's just a lot more here. It's expensive. And it's not everything it's cracked up
to be. It's expensive to rent out entire islands, yeah. But you know what? We got the money. We're going to do it.
So does James.
Yeah, no. James got that money. But yeah, and James is like, no, I really don't like it so much. Nah. And
I don't like hero ball. I like to play the beautiful game.
And then he puts on a thong. Okay? All right? Oh, I guess you really don't want to show that body off, hot girl. Oh, okay.
Are you though?
That's what I was waiting for. Mr. Not.
Yeah.
Mr. Not an ally to the female community.
What are you talking about?
I guess you want to show off that body.
Yeah, girl.
I guess you do. I guess you do. What?
Oh,
a thong, 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 thong. In a thong. She's trying not to be. Yeah, she's trying.
Oh,
she doesn't want anybody to see anything. She doesn't want to be looked at. Okay. That's why you're walking around in a thong.
Who did you run into? What hot girls you run into say they don't want to be looked at when they're wearing a thong?
That's right. I'm really
keep your eyes up here, Mister. Eyes up here, Mister. Right.
I'm really kind of shy.
What is he? Look at him. Look at him again. You missed him. He's the worst.
Eyes up. Eyes up here, not down here.
Do you get in these a lot of conversations where women are telling you to keep your eyes at their eye level?
No. I'm just saying. I do find it a little curious. Like, hey. I'm up, eyes up here.
Look, that was.
I can't. The caveman thing.
What you guys are doing is very old school. Women, from what I've seen, at least if I'm judging by women on the internet, because that's the only women that are real, right? Yeah. When they are dressed a certain way, they're not complaining about you looking. That's a thing in the past. That doesn't happen anymore.
They just don't want you commenting on it.
Maybe they don't want to hear. Yeah, maybe they don't want to hear you. I don't want to hear from you.
Yeah, like the dude in Chicago, the radio guy that got fired because of Maria Taylor.
He got fired because of her or because of what he said?
He got fired because of her.
Okay, or maybe he just shouldn't
dressing
have said
it. Like that.
Oh, yeah, it's her fault.
Way to get a girl. Why did he get him fired for dressing like that?
Yeah, way to go, Maria Taylor.
We're blaming her.
How about I told my wife at the same time, we had a discussion like a few days prior about someone on the sideline that said, I don't love that. I think that, you know, you want to be respected for your football stuff. I think this is an old school way. I was trying to be an ally. This is what I was trying to do. Like, I don't think she should wear that. It's like really kind of skimpy.
Are
and revealing.
You allowed to judge?
She needs to be. And she's like, do me a favor. Never say this on the radio.
Ooh.
Because we have bills to pay. And if the NFL people ever heard you talk like that, like you don't think a woman should dress what she's comfortable in. I said, no. No, you don't understand. I'm on your side. I'm doing a feminism thing where I just think you should maybe dress appropriately for the sideline because you don't have to do this anymore.
You think feminism?
Your football stuff is king. And she's like, that is the most sexist thing that she can't wear what she wants to wear. I said, yeah, man, I thought we were getting away from sex objecting. It is confusing.
Is
like
it?
You don't want to be like,
yeah.
Do you need to be a sex object or you have the right to be like
maybe
honestly sometimes I thought I was being an ally and she's like no that sounds terrible what you're saying.
I think a rule of thumb is don't make comments about how a woman should dress and you should be fine.
Will there come a time in this country where strippers are going to go stop looking at me like an object?
No, that's how they make their money. I don't think they're ever going to say that.
Well, it could. Listen, we could get to that point, Del.
I don't feel like that's going to happen.
Is that something you're really worried about? You really shook up about it?
I'm moving to Canada.
We're about 5 years away from strippers telling us to stop looking at them. Do you want to live in a country
is
like
that?
Is that
where you want to live?
Like, I'll be fine.
In Canada?
Political correctness out of control.
If the strippers...
We can't even look at strippers. We have to wear blindfolds in a strip club and just touch things.
Not
things. What things?
What things?
Hands off.
That's all we can do is smell from now on.
Oh,
you don't like how I smell?
What else do we have here? Oh, a Coors Light spot. Here we are.
14.
Oh, here we are.
Oh, look at that. Those blue mountains.
I know by looking at it, you can look at Coors Light. I can tell you this right now. Mm-hmm. That'll never change. You can look at your Coors Light and find out that it's cold because the Blue Mountains. Cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. That's my beer now. Do you think I didn't get my beer on over the holidays? You didn't think? Would you think we had to go back and get more cases of Coors Light over the holidays? Yeah. And what about the holiday coming up? Yeah. You know what? I'm going to plan better. More Coors Light. Because it was so wonderful. Everybody's sitting around. We're playing cards. We're having fun. We're playing left, right, center. And everybody's drinking some cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. It was the official beer of the holidays. It's the official beer of playing games. It's the official beer. It's the official beer of everything you do. It's cold, clean, crisp, refreshing, Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Looks like Shane Beamer is the leader in the clubhouse for South Carolina, Joe.
Yeah, the Oklahoma assistant?
Yeah. He looks like he's going to be the guy.
Apparently he... the connections with his father, but did he have South Carolina connections? I don't know. Because there was some talk about Billy Napier wanting the job, but maybe he was asking for too much money, the Louisiana coach. I don't know. Good hire? I don't know. We'll see. South Carolina is a place you can win. Steve Spurrier proved it, but then Steve Spurrier is one of the best coaches to ever do it. But all it takes is that one guy. Who knows if Shane Beamer's that guy or not.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean,
it doesn't jump off the screen, but I mean, who is South Carolina going to get that's going to jump off the screen? Yeah, his dad
well
clearly.
Loved there.
Yeah.
Dad was one of the best of all time.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, sometimes the kids are pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, particularly.
You better learn.
I wonder if it matters, but he's from South Carolina, so there that is. Not that he played there, but he's from the state. So that's probably certainly helps. So, and he's been coaching college football for a little bit, 43 years old, and having Lincoln Riley vouch for you certainly helps.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, it kind of blows for Iowa State. Are they going to be able to keep Matt Campbell?
Oh, and just to clear it up, Shane Beamer did coach at South Carolina for 4 seasons, so there's a connection there.
Yeah. You know, it blew for Vanderbilt, James Franklin. Was really good, mm-hmm. And now look at they bring in Derek Mason, and they just have. I mean, if you say a football coach makes all the difference in the world. Basketball, too. Baseball, not so much. Although, look at Wayne Graham, the difference between Rice and, with Wayne Graham. He put Rice as one of the great programs in the country, and then they're Rice. Yeah, they're Rice again.
It particularly helps at programs who don't have the resources that others have, where you have to win on the margins, where a great coach will. Like, at some places, you can plug and place multiple guys, and they'll be okay. Although, at Alabama, it took Nick Saban getting there after their mishaps. But still, in other places, you need the right guy. Like, Iowa State, you need a Matt Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
And the thought is, at some point, he's going to leave.
Yeah.
That was a pitiful pro. I got a lot of respect for coaches that can take just pitiful programs and make them not only relevant, but Iowa State is
going to play in the Big 12 title game.
Hey, have you ever noticed everyone gets so caught up in the name brand coaches? They always do. And it's always these guys who know how to build because they don't have a wealth of riches wherever they've come from. And they know how to build from grassroots. They, like, have a great field. Matt Rule's a great example of that. He didn't have a name. Mm-mm. He didn't have a name brand. But look how and you know, I've told you this before. When I went and visited with Baylor versus Texas to talk about some of the stuff I was doing with my buddy who's an analytics director, and, like, Texas was just not as up on stuff as Baylor was. Matt Rule was way ahead of he. Matt Rule already had all this. So he just didn't have money because Baylor was having their money withheld because of all the stuff that had happened. And they had to prove that they wouldn't, you know, do things. But it's just some coaches already have that understanding of how it's built. And I think Matt Campbell's probably one of those guys. And you wouldn't know Matt. I swear to God, none of you would even know Matt Campbell if you walked by him at a restaurant or anywhere on a football field. You wouldn't even know that was Matt Campbell. And yet, everyone wants the biggest names. Well, I want a name. Well, we need somebody who can sell tickets. Winning games is the greatest ticket seller of all time in all sports. It's nobody buys. A coach will create buzz for a little bit, like Clyde Drexler did with the basketball program at Houston. And then the buzz goes away. Lou Holtz, buzz, 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 buzz. Then it all goes away because eventually your football team has to win or whatever your sport is in. That whole buzz of we need a coach that will sell, we need a coach that will get the fan base energized. Winning gets fan bases energized, not coaches. Ask Gonzaga. Winning got everyone energized over there forever. Boise State was, you know, Boise State, Utah with Urban Meyer. Urban wasn't a big name guy when he was at Utah, but he started winning at a high level. That gets people energized. You know, Chip Kelly, and really there's even before Chip Kelly at Oregon, but it's not the name. It's how you coach. And to me, people make the mistake.
Well, it's how you organize. It's how you, you know, a lot of it is recruiting, Matt Rule was awesome at finding the right guys, finding guys that he knew would be turned into players. It's coaching them up, you know. And that was a question this morning that's pretty damn good about the Eagles. I'm just told Holly how her team blows, but
right.
You know, is it Howie Roseman who's bringing the players in? And Jeff Saturday was on and he said, you know what? I was an undrafted free agent. I went to a Pro Bowl. I went to Pro Bowls. You know why I went to Pro Bowls? Because I was coached up really well. So is it Peterson? The stat came out last night. The Eagles have one guy that they've drafted that has made a Pro Bowl, and he sucks. Carson Wentz. He's the only guy on that roster that they drafted that's made a Pro Bowl.
What?
Yeah. Offensively, right?
Offensively,
yeah. Oh, okay. Because Fletcher Cox.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That they've drafted.
Yes. Yes.
Who's drafted? Because Lane Johnson wasn't on the roster. He's hurt.
Yeah, yeah, he's not on.
He's hurt, but you're talking about that is out there. Because that,
who was out
that
there?
Should count.
Who is out there? I guess who's still.
There must have been who's out there, yeah.
Well, whatever. I don't know. This is what those guys said. And I was like, wow, that sucks. And Carson, and the guy that made the Pro Bowl is really, really bad right now. So, you know, they're doing a horrible job. Or is it the case of, you know what, coach the guys up. Development is just as important as finding guys. How many programs? You think Matt Campbell is getting 5-star recruits over there? No, he's developing players.
Well, what is his linebacker? What does his running back say, Breece Hall, when talking about the difference between them and Texas? 5-star culture versus 5-star
talent.
Well,
those guys are also hungry. Look, this is something that's irrefutable. So there's walk the earth talent, right? That's a phrase that scouts use. where there's only a certain amount of people who walk the earth who have certain physical traits, arm length, size, speed, athleticism, explosiveness. Only a certain amount of people walking the earth who have these things. So five-star prospects have walked the earth. A lot of them do. Some don't, but most, a lot do. So the three stars, you can find your stuff, but they're the ones who are like, they feel like they've been overlooked. They feel now some of them have some deficiencies, but they're the guys who work their asses off. You know, Trey Lance, I talked to Trey Lance from North Dakota State, his quarterback coach and offensive passing game coordinator. When he told me what Trey Lance, first of all, Trey Lance sets all the protections. You know, when all the quarterbacks look to the side all the time, they're getting new play calls or new or protection calls. Trey Lance, he has to do that himself. Even as a redshirt freshman, you get yourself protected. We'll teach you how to do it, and you're going to do it. And you don't look to the sideline. If you need to audible out, you audible out. He's got to do that. On Monday, he studies film of his opponents and the personnel packages they use. On Tuesday, he studies opponents and the blitz packages they use. On Wednesday, his opponents for that week, he looks at their two-minute drill. On Thursday, he looks at the red zone defense that they have. And on Friday, he does his own cut-ups. Dude, do you think that five-star quarterbacks are going to go through? Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they do. But that doesn't feel like
a program.
It's the program. It's like, we're going to teach you football.
Why do you think North Dakota State is so good?
And guess what? I've heard that Penei Sewell, for example, for Oregon, they didn't make Penei practice all the time. Penei was like, they babied him and said, look, you don't have to practice. We'll let you sit this one out. And they say he's not a bad kid. He's been treated and coddled like a five-star. And so when you have one kid at one school, Northern Iowa, who's busting his ass like, I refuse to transfer anywhere this year and play football because this is the team that took a chance on me. And even if we don't play, I'm sitting here with my teammates. Or you have guys who don't practice because like Jadeveon Clowney, just like, I just don't want to practice. Penei Sewell, I just don't want to. Who do you think's hungrier?
Yeah.
In the future.
Absolutely.
I mean, there is something to that, too. Pat Beverly was starving to get to the NBA.
Absolutely.
Your guy, Christian Wood. Yeah, look at Christian Wood's story. You don't think he's hungry?
Girlfriend left him when he wasn't drafted.
You didn't get drafted. I'm gone. And she dabbed on him and went to the airport.
Jahlil Okafor. Bye.
Are you just saying that, or did that happen?
He's just saying
I didn't know if that actually
because
happened.
It was the same draft, I think. He's just saying that.
It's the number one pick.
Like, he took her to the airport. She didn't actually get on the plane.
No, she didn't get on the plane.
And then she found
Jahlil
Okafor.
She went to Jahlil's apartment. Well,
and who's made more money?
That says
who's
going to
make
like
more money now?
Happened. Yeah, that's what I said.
Christian.
So, you know what he's going to do? Call her up. How's that, biznotch? Hang up.
I don't feel like that's the scenario that's going to take place. Did you just break the microphone?
No, we're so dumb here. We cannot move a mic.
You broke something again.
No, the frickin'. I mean, we have too many idiots working here.
I'm serious.
That you can't move a microphone without breaking the arm.
Hey, Lance, let's guess the idiots.
Whoever sits at this.
Who sits there?
Okay. I don't know. Whoever
here's
sat
who sits
here and
here.
Did this.
Here's who sits there. Charlie Palillo.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Ennis.
Josh sit here?
Josh sits
I don't know
there.
Who sits here.
Charlie sits there. And AJ.
And AJ. And the night guy sit here.
One night guy.
Patrick Craig.
No,
Patrick
Craig. That come in here
with Patrick Craig.
We have
Booker
multiple
T.
night shows.
Booker
yeah,
T.
They're in studio.
Booker
T.
Last night. Booker
is it Booker T.
Night?
Is Booker
I don't
T.
know who did it, but whoever did it, it could have been Sunday night. They broke it. I don't know. They're idiots. You can't move a
I feel like you're talking directly to AJ. I feel like you're talking directly to AJ.
I don't care. You know what? Then he's an idiot if he can't move a microphone without breaking the arm.
You heard him. Johnny
if
whispering.
He did it, then he's an idiot.
Johnny
it's out
whispering.
There.
Lance, I know you think you're trying to get this man to whisper. He ain't whispering.
No. He's saying it with his chest.
He's
saying it with your
if
chest.
If you can't move the microphone without breaking the arm, you're an idiot.
You're saying it with your chest is what it sounds like to me.
I'm
bam.
My diaphragm.
Diaphragm. That's how you project.
Oh, say, can you see?
That's what Joe Coy said. Japanese men speak from their diaphragm.
That's
Joe
right.
Coy
Joe
said
Coy
that.
Said that. Yeah, yeah.
Joe Coy's
are you
got
Jap-
a...
Oh, huh? Here we go.
Oh.
Why'd you have to do that? Why?
929 ESPN, 97.5.
ESPN, 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN. You might not be able to hear me because I'm so far away from the mic, but okay, whatever. It just pisses me off that people are too stupid. 713-780-3776 is the number. Let's get Charlie in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Charlie.
New Gilbert, with Charlie, you know.
Well, it says you told us.
He did it again.
He outsmarted us again.
Yep.
Hey. No,
yeah, Craig, you get through the thing anyway. Now, I want to say something about the Texan, you know.
Okay.
Well, did you tell the intern that your name was Charlie?
Yeah.
Well, you lied to our intern. You outsmarted us again, didn't you?
Well, I couldn't get in here. You don't know me that far, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, I changed my name.
You changed
my nickname for a bus a long time ago, Charlie.
That was your nickname?
What is Charlie short for?
Yeah.
Charlie Chan, the detective a long time ago.
Who called you Charlie Chan? Who called you?
He's told this story before.
I don't remember it.
He's told us that. He goes, well, Charlie is short for, you know, Charlie Chan.
Charlie Chan. Who used to call you that? Your friends?
Yeah, the bus driver a long time ago. Metro back in the early 80s.
I don't feel like he was your friend. You
know. Early 80s.
I feel like the bus driver. Yeah.
I feel like the bus driver might have been a white guy from Alabama.
Could have been the 70s, too.
Get on the bus, Charlie. Like, whoa, I don't know.
Hey, Charlie.
I don't know.
You're holding us up, Charlie Chan. Hey.
Ooh.
Watch
Charlie
it.
Chan.
Charlie Chan, did
you remember the movie Charlie Chan?
Yeah, we remember. Did you like that nickname or no?
Yeah, I like that name anyway.
You did? All right.
Let me ask Lance something anyway.
All right.
There's going to be a lot of Super Bowl people going to Super Bowl next year or not? What's your prediction?
Is there going to be a lot of Super Bowl people going? What do you mean by that?
A lot of people going to the Super Bowl this year.
No. 25. I think they're going 25% capacity.
What? Oh, I didn't know that anyway.
Yeah, 25%.
So I'm picking the Pittsburgh to win tomorrow anyway, you know.
You're picking Pittsburgh? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, 25%, you know, that's going to be, what if it holds 100,000 people?
I think it's in Miami, so it's about 60-something. So you're looking at what?
What? How many?
What?
Gilbert?
You're doing that. You're like a ventriloquist, though. You're not even moving your fingers, and you're doing that.
I don't know
now.
What you're talking about.
he's got his chin on his hand, and he's able to push that button.
Yeah, chin on my
Gilbert.
Fist.
Yeah.
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 So are you...
Are you thinking about going to the Super Bowl?
That's a new one for you.
Yeah. Gilbert, you thinking about going to the Super Bowl?
No.
Well, why are you asking how many people are going to be there?
Where's it supposed to be this year?
It's in Miami, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it Tampa? I don't know.
Tampa.
Coronavirus.
No, it's
anyway,
in Tampa,
you know.
Because the thought is that the Bucks can get...
Hey, you're still wearing... You still take it serious, right? Wearing a mask out or whatever you do?
Yeah, I do. I still do that anyway, yeah.
You do?
Do you wear it while you're riding... You don't wear it while you're riding a bike.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Gilbert, do you wash your mask?
What?
That wasn't me this time. Do you wash your mask?
Yeah.
You do? Or do you use the paper one? Which one?
Astro mask. Anyway.
The blue one?
The blue one?
Yeah.
And you wash that?
No, he doesn't wash it.
He said he did.
He just said he did wash
it. Not the blue one, Gilbert. Not the one with the hospital mask. Those are disposable.
No. Yeah. So
I wear Astro mask.
Oh, Astro's mask. Okay.
Astro mask.
Yep.
Yeah.
But that smells right.
Oh, he washes it.
Pretty good. You can make the 975 mask, you know.
No.
What?
We don't have a 975 mask.
No, we don't have one.
Although Boomer Natural should have made us one.
I know, they should have.
You gotta get something like that anyway, you know, for the real picture.
Would you wear one, Gilbert, or 97.5 mask?
100%.
Yeah.
Would you put a John and Lance mask over your face?
Yeah, John Lance.
Yeah.
You want John and Lance near your mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Anything else?
Okay, then, well.
Goodbye, gentlemen.
All right.
Hey, wait. You said that you were not going to cheer for the Texans.
He hung up on you.
Okay.
What?
had to check.
He looked up. You did that.
I'm still here, Gilbert. Wait, oh, Gilbert. No. No,
what? Yeah, Gilbert didn't have much to say today.
Sometimes, no, but he did fool us.
Yeah, he did. Sometimes he did.
Well, I saw him on hold earlier, and we never got to him, and he thought we were intentionally trying not to go to him, and that wasn't the case.
Well, kind of.
Sometime we let him just
kind of the case
just ripen.
Right.
Well, needs to not, be the right time.
He's not fruit ripen.
Well, fact, sometimes we go. Sometimes we're talking about. Fruit.
I was just going to say. I was just going to say. In fact, we've heard his. No. We've heard his thoughts
on
that.
Did he say that out loud?
No, he said the F word.
Yeah, he did?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I've heard that
next
one.
Place.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. I didn't hear him say that.
Oh, it was like whoa!
I didn't say, hear him say that.
Shock.
Whoa! I think we were asking about his porn collection.
So we are. So the Super Bowl. Like, they're for sure going to have 25%. There's no way they, no matter how bad it gets anywhere or whatever, well, they're getting 25%.
Guess what? It's in the perfect place, Florida. They'll probably be about 75%.
So I saw that they are waiting for word about, I don't think they are giving shots yet for vaccines. I think they are waiting for word. Moderna's so waiting for word December 17th.
Oh, well.
Was the word that I saw.
I know a place that's gotten Pfizer. I don't know. I don't know what theirs is.
And then maybe they got emergency. Did they got it approved? FDA approved that fast? I mean, I would think it would happen pretty quick.
Yeah. Gilbert is onto something. I want a mask that says, who doesn't? How about a mask that says, what? I mean, now that's a mask.
What?
What? Yeah, now that's a mask.
What?
Yeah, that.
What?
That. Yeah.
What are you? Why are you dabbing?
Every time Gilbert says "what," is
what?
A dab. See, in my head.
What
is it?
Have you ever seen the? Have you ever seen the? Speaking of dabbing, have you ever seen the video where there's like a teacher or a play or somebody? They're on a playground, right? And it's this guy recording. He knows what he's doing, and it's this black guy recording. And there's three black kids in a line. He's like, show me your best dab. And the one kid will come up, bang. The next kid, boom. Next kid, boom. The fourth one is this little white kid. He goes like this. It's the worst. Have you ever seen that one?
No.
Oh, it's. You know this guy saw this and said, okay, hey, guys, line up. Here's what I want you to do. You line up here, here, here. And then, Jesse, you're going to be the last one. And I'm just going to record this. This is great. I didn't want to send this to my friend. He's like, oh, I know I'm going viral with this one. No, I'm going viral with this one.
Was he vetted afterwards?
What do you mean?
Did he get canceled by? Did they find out that he's got some kind of Confederate background? So Confederate flag background?
No.
Oh, you know what? I think I have seen this.
You've probably seen this one. I think I have. It's still so great. Bang. See? You got these kids. Gah. He has like five kids go in a row. That are dabbing, even the big fat kid and then this kid.
Oh, yeah.
Gates kid. Watch this. You do it now, Trevor.
Is that on TikTok? No, is that on TikTok?
I don't know. I have it's not
old.
Seen it.
That kid should be on it's TikTok.
It's Do you know I was in church one time and I looked over and I thought I saw this little girl dab in the middle of church. And so I had a video, so I started recording it, just like this, really like secret-y kind of, and this little girl was just standing there, her mom was kneeling down, there is the, you know, the consecration, and all of a sudden, I just saw her go like this, boom, like hit this dab, and I got, oh my God, I got it on tape, I was super excited, I got this, and her mom started laughing like, easy, you know, Jeanette. Please stop dabbing in church in the middle of consecration. And I had it on tape, and I was super excited to catch a little kid dabbing in church. I thought, this is kind of special. And my wife, she looked at me. She goes, that is never
to
ever get out. Well, she thinks I didn't have permission. But to me, if you do something like that in public, I can record it and put it on.
You can
on social media, but my wife is like, my wife always is trying to, you know, keep me from getting in trouble with stuff.
Whatever.
Don't say that about how they're dressed.
My wife
don't
has
say
those talks with me too.
Yeah, don't exactly. Don't put another person's child dabbing in church on social media. I'm like, why not? It was great. It's a compliment to the kid. I'm like, no, it's not. Okay.
So on 11/23, Alabama was a 3-2 favorite to win the college football playoff. Right now they're 5-4, which means Clemson is 11-4, which means if you bet $4 on Alabama, you win $5. That's it. Notre Dame went from 9-1 to 6-1. A&M went from 50-1 to 18-1.
Ooh.
Florida actually went up. They were 9-1. They're 14-1 now.
Why? Cincinnati's they just think they're going to get because whacked?
They can't, they're not going to get in.
Well, here's what I would do.
If you're Florida, I'm going to get there.
If you're Florida, though, you take your 14-1 odds, and then you take, well.
You got to beat Alabama.
Yeah, but then you could moneyline Alabama in the game. You moneyline Alabama, and then you take your 14-1 odds, because if they win, they're in the playoffs, right? Your hedge looks like you're a moneymaker either way.
Well, what do you got? What are you going to have to lay? What
in that, that matchup? Well, Florida still has to. Who else does Florida
it
have?
Might be 14-1.
Well, that would screw you up.
1-14. Alabama
-1400. I don't know that Bama would be -1400. In a heads-up matchup, it might.
Well,
be.
Well, not now. Don't, no, they have to win the college. You know, Florida not only has to beat Alabama, but they have to win the college football playoffs.
Oh, that's not to get in the playoffs. That's no, to win everything.
To win.
Oh, no, thanks.
No.
No thanks.
No. So you don't, you're not doing that.
No, I mean, you know what? They got a great offense. Yeah, you put a little something on it, 14-1. That's not bad. Because
their defense sucks.
They definitely have a route there if they beat Alabama, and then if they beat Alabama, they can beat a 5 football game Ohio State potentially. Clemson, I think, is beatable. Notre Dame is beatable. Right, 14-1. They got. I think they have as good an offense as anyone in the country. It's an explosive. Oh, no, Tony. No, Tony's a senior bowl guy. No one's opted out for Florida, right? Okay. Yeah, 14-1's not bad. I like 14-1 better than the Aggies' odds. They have. They actually have a path to
the Aggies have a much better chance of getting there than Florida does.
Do they?
They don't have to play Alabama to get there.
Yeah, but if Florida, but they're no guarantee to get in either.
No, but with Ohio State playing fewer games, Notre Dame or Clemson's going to be eliminated.
Yeah.
Clemson's
one of them.
If they lose,
well, one of them
eliminated
is
eliminated. If they lose, I like the Aggies better. If you want to know the truth,
9-1, but just the sheer odds of it,
18-1.
If you beat for Alabama, but for that's A&M.
to win the whole thing.
Yeah.
So let's face it, the best bet is Alabama.
Was Alabama
5-4? You actually make a little money on your bet, and it's not even. It's actually going to be minus. You're going to be laying odds once
What's
the playoff
Clemson?
Starts.
What's Clemson?
9-4.
See, you need better odds because they still have to get past
still
Notre Dame. Yeah, but you still have to get past Notre Dame. Although you lost to him without Trevor Lawrence, but you have to get past Notre Dame. Then you have to get past those other games. I mean, to me, give me somebody who has a puncher's chance like Florida at 18-1. It's tough, but you the payoff is pretty good. Or no, 14-1. I don't think A&M can do it. I don't think A&M could get through. Like, I just don't think they're explosive enough offensively. That's the one thing. You got to have some juice on offense.
They've looked better than they did the other night. That's for sure.
Yeah.
They have. They were, you know, and again, I think LSU, with all those athletes, they can make you look bad sometimes. And they did. They certainly did that to A&M. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. If your name's Charlie or whatever your name is. So I want to talk right now about my people over at Hoops Sporting Goods. It was funny. I was at a sporting goods store the other day, and I looked at their goal, and I was like, you ain't Hoops. You just ain't Hoops. You just ain't that good. You're not. And here's the thing is it's the best goal, and it's not even arguable. You can raise and lower it. And people are starting to copy it, but they're, you know what? It's the number one goal. I honestly don't even know. There's the other ones don't even compare. We've got one and it's still looking wonderful. It's still fully functional. It's still rust proof. It's still the back tempered glass backboard. Everything is still perfect about it. The unbreakable rim that you raise and lower it so the kids can actually enjoy it. You got the installation, which is second to none. You've got the, you know, it's guaranteed. There's warranties on it. It's everything you could possibly want. Then they've got all the accessories as well. Put the light on the top of the backboard, stencil the driveway, put the net out there so the ball doesn't go in the street. They've thought of everything, and you, my friends, will benefit from the beauty that is Hoops. ProDunkHoops.com, ProDunkHoops.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here, ProDunkHoops.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
My heart thump, not from being nervous sometimes. I'm thinking God made me special here on purpose. So all the while till I'm gone, make my words important. So if I slip away, if I die today, the last thing you remember won't be about some apple bottom jeans with the boots.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
.949 here on The Bench, 713-780-3776. We haven't revisited it for a while, but the Houston Texans lost two important stars yesterday to PED violations, six-game suspensions both for Will Fuller and for Bradley Roby, which is a big deal because that's your best wide receiver and your best cornerback. So they have a little something going from a winning standpoint. I mean, a two-game win streak, but they won four of their last seven, 4-3, you'll take it. And Deshaun has been playing well, but, you know, it's always nice to have the guy that can take the top off the defense and make explosive plays. And you'll notice how that deep middle is open to him a lot because you have to back off of him. And so he really has a chance to exploit the dig routes and the over routes. And that's not something you're going to see anymore because he will be gone. Now, we will get to see Isaiah Coulter, the wide receiver from Rhode Island, who was a late round pick. So, you know, that's something that I'm interested in. And it's be good to get him some time out on the field. One would hope he would play. Kenny Stills. I think the Texans probably knew. It's not for sure if they knew that that there was going to be a suspension of Will Fuller before they let Kenny Stills walk. I'm not sure if they knew that or not, because sometimes players will get it and players get the information first and can share it with the teams. If Will Fuller didn't share it with the team, then they obviously might have been blindsided. So we really don't know at this point, but it's going to hurt Deshaun a little bit because now we're back down to a much tighter group of targets, and it's not nearly as explosive anymore. So it will be interesting to see how he responds to that.
Yeah. So those of you on Twitch, those of you that aren't on Twitch, you can't see the inner workings of the show. You don't see what's going on. AD came in here and put a new mic stand on because of stupidity. No, it's not idiot proof.
Well, then I guess
because some idiot will break this one too because they're too stupid.
Who's your top list of idiots?
Well, I asked Twitch. I just put out. I'm John G975 for those of you on Twitch, and we do our Coors Light, Twitch break every Friday right here. And I asked him, who do y'all think did it? Go. And Dustin said, Dell.
I couldn't have done it.
Or Raheel.
There is a chance. You've been hosting a lot more shows.
No, that's not true at all, actually.
That's what they're talking
AD
about.
AD told me John breaks the mic stands the most. No, you're a liar. AJ is the real. Who's that? Too stupid to be a listener. Jason. Charlie.
It is broken on your watch more, though, I've noticed.
No, I get
you seem to find it. You know,
because dumbasses all day long can't sit here and do it, and then they leave it broken.
You ever heard that phrase?
Instead of calling AD and fixing it.
Did you ever
what they break.
I think it was my grandma or Grandpa Stevens once said, a skunk smells its own hole first. And that's...
I think that's about farts.
It
is typically about farts, but it also can be about arm controls for...
So you're going with the whoever smelt it, dealt it
theory?
Yeah. It's the same theory.
That
it's
is the theory, theory.
I mean, John's over here like,
now, he's blaming you. Don't tell me you never went, oh, who did that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
On the...
When you
have to distance yourself from it, and you have to make sure, like on an airline, I've been in a situation before where I thought, whoa, I don't want to be blamed for that one. And you have to immediately go to this.
Mm-hmm.
Start looking around like Ralphie did in whenever somebody was talking, I remember Ralphie and Christmas Story, somebody starts talking about, you know, whoever did this, who made that little kid, whatever his name, stick his tongue on that pole. And Ralphie starts looking around like, who did that? He's looking around to find out who the culprit was, even though he was involved in the shenanigans with his double dog dare, but or triple dog dare. But yeah, it's the same thing. I was on an airport. I was in an airplane and on in my seat, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to be. I don't want this on my tab.
No.
I'm looking around at other people to make sure that if anyone else is feeling what I'm feeling, they're not looking at me.
No.
They're not thinking, oh, this guy.
No, you got to look around. Or it's better to crop dust the elevator just before the door opens and then walk out, and you can see the expressions of people.
These are the things.
And then you
leave. And then they get on, and then as soon as the elevator gets up, they turn around and go. As soon as the elevator opens on the next floor, like, I know what this looks and smells like.
Yes. These are the and things you say, guys are concerned with.
Skunk smells its own hole first.
This is the thing you're concerned with, crop dusting the elevator as you walk out. That is all. Okay.
The Rockets are about to sign Jerry and Grant, and this is what we're talking about?
They're going
to
sign the other Grant brother?
The other one, not the good one.
Oh, well.
Yeah, not the good one, the other one. So, yeah.
Well, they've had the other brother before, right? Didn't they have the other Morris twin for a little bit? They
had Marcus. They drafted Marcus.
I don't think they ever had Markeith, did they?
No.
I don't think they ever had a Markeith.
No. The good one. Who's the good one again? Is it Marcus or Markeith? Is it Marcus?
Marcus is the good one, but Markeith just won a title.
No.
With the Lakers.
Well, Markeith was shooting jumpers.
Yeah, but Markeith. Threes on the Rockets. One.
Markeith is the one who got a lot of money, right?
Markeith is better than Markeith.
Yeah. But. Markeith is walking around, really? Can't hear you. Well, too much ringing in my ear.
Markeith can't hear. Markeith is like, well, oh, no, Marcus got the money. Marcus is like, I know you can't hear, but look at all the money I have.
Yeah, look at my.
Yeah, hear all the bills?
Yeah. Go sell that ring. See how much you get.
Oh, yeah. Not going to be.
You ain't getting this.
Not going to be $64
million. Nope.
That actually sounds like what a money counter sounds like.
Yeah.
John actually is making a pretty good money counter sound.
Well, he knows about going to the bank.
Oh, yeah. Well, I went to the window yesterday at Prime, and they do. Yep.
You cashed?
Yeah.
Or did you have to say, let me get more out, sir?
No.
Did you say more porridge, sir?
No.
You had some accountant for you?
You know, every time they give you money now, they put it in the counter.
Oh, they do?
When they pay off, yeah. When you go and cash your chips in. And I think when you buy chips, too, they put it in there just to make sure it's all
okay.
Yep.
Do you wear a mask in there? Are you an anti-masker?
Oh, yeah. You got to wear them. Everybody's got to wear a mask.
You wear face shield?
If somebody was sitting next to me and wasn't wearing a mask, I put the mask on. I said flipping mask on.
Whoa, that was the closest it's ever
really
been.
Close.
I said flipping mask on.
He said a cuss word.
No, I didn't.
Why are you trying to get that man in trouble?
No,
snitch
I didn't
say no, a cuss he word. Didn't even.
Snitch
he
ass.
Said that. He said the first.
No, no, trust me. And even, you know what? It's people that don't cover your nose. Cover your nose. I don't want you snotting on me. Anyway.
You ever get paranoid about coughing in public?
Well, listen. You don't cough in public.
I'm trying to
and
hold
if somebody
cough.
Does cough, and they take their mask off or whatever, then they're coughing into their hand, and then they grab the chips. Stop! Don't grab your chips right after you coughed into your hand. Goodness gracious. That's terrible table etiquette. So Jerry and Grant averaged 8.4 points a game 3 years ago. Since then, 4.2, 4.5.
Not great.
No. He's been bouncing around. He was with the Knicks, then Chicago. He actually lasted 2 years in Chicago.
I know it was with
then
Daryl
Orlando. Horry. Then Orlando, then Washington.
I can tell you this. Nobody did bounce around guys more than Daryl Morey.
Yeah.
Daryl has more bounce around guys than anyone I have ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, well, yes. That because you're limited on, first of all, on cap space. This is probably going to be a... minimum salary guys don't even count against the cap. So you're just roster filling. And hopefully, you throw enough against the wall, something sticks. I mean, that's what happened with Ben McLemore.
Yeah, you're roster filling. Daryl was one of the masters at finding those kind of guys. But you have to find them, and you have to fill your roster out, and you just see what sticks. happens in every sport. I'm not saying it's not something that happens. Everyone does it. But Texans like to pay a lot more for it typically. Like an Eric Murray, what's the most we can give him? That's just not a question I hope to hear at NRG Stadium anymore. Like, what's the most we can pay him? Well, Eric Murray? Yeah. I mean, we can way overpay him if you want. I want to do that, yes.
Yeah.
Because well, then show people we're serious about winning this year.
No. Do we have to always go back to Bill O'Brien's contracts?
No.
Do we always?
Right. I just wanted to leave you with a good taste in your mouth for this.
That's not a good
taste. You're welcome. Congratulations.
That's not a taste in my mouth I want. Okay? That's not something. And no, Art, Gilbert does not want a Wendy mask. Okay? Well, maybe he does. I'm not going to put it past Gilbert. I'm not. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. Hey, all right, so beat it, Lance. Mark Klein was here yesterday. How about what Mark Klein is doing over there? So you can buy diamonds. How about this? You can buy diamonds online now. So Mark Klein has got, he goes through all, he's got all these diamonds from around the world that you can buy through him. And he says they're actually all wholesale. You've got a selection. Now, how many diamonds do you think Mark Klein has on his website? Lance, just take a guess. How many diamonds do you think he has on his website that you can actually just go right now and buy?
300?
190,000.
What?
Yeah. 190,000 different diamonds that you can choose from. So, listen, so you, it's not like you can't find the perfect diamond for you at wholesale prices. Go to KleinsJewelry.com, KleinsJewelry.com. Mark Klein is unbelievable, unbelievable what he's doing here. Now, you can still stop by the store. He's got all the diamonds that you could possibly want. It's unbelievable, the selection. And it's also, he's a manufacturer in a retail store. So you bring him a picture, and Mark Klein will be able to make that for you. Diamond pendants, rings, everything, any kind of jewelry. He's the best. 5868 Westheimer. He is unbelievable. If you're looking for the best jeweler, he's our friend. He's been doing this forever. He is the guy that you go and see. Mark Klein at Klein's Fine Jewelers. It doesn't get any better this holiday season. It's KleinsJewelry.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!